coming back in for the second hour of the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting, and I'm just going to persevere with this article about enforced vaccinations that are going on in parts of the states. Said if a parent does not consent, then the district can. This is from Iowa. Then the district can obtain probable cause from the juvenile court to forcibly enter the home and conduct the observation and interview. The superintendent of the school district shall designate a person to carry out the duties. The person is designated as the mandatory reporter. Most sickening, the school district may collaborate with the Department of Human Services and local county and service area officers to enter the home and conduct the checkup to see if the child has been vaccinated. This means the vaccine industry is about to recruit gun-touting police to enforce mandatory medical interventions against people who are rationally refusing to give consent to the procedure. There are a huge number of rational reasons to say no to vaccines, including the fact that many vaccines in search sheets openly admit they cause atrocious reactions, which may include seizures, comas, and even death in certain cases. Well, we know that the autism level is now sky high because of vaccinations. Read the language in the following photo of the Flulaval, F-L-U-L-A-V-A-L, vaccine insert sheet. Well, I have it photocopied very badly here. But it says Fluvalil is a vaccine indicated for active immunization against influenza disease. Influenza is the disease, is it? But doesn't ever claim the vaccine actually works. In the very next bullet point, the vaccine inserts admits there have been no controlled trials adequately demonstrating a decrease in influenza disease after vaccination with Fluvalil. It actually says it in its own insert in the packet. In other words, GlaxoSmithKline confirms there's no evidence to back this flu shot. There's even more. If you keep reading the Fluvalil insert, it says black and white text, safety and effectiveness of Fluvalil in a pediatric patient should not be established. Sorry, has not been established. The same insert also says Fluvalil has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential, or from impairment of fertility. Ooh, right. And it shows the insert here. It says, as you can see from all of this, the same insert also explains that when you are being injected with a flu shot, you are being injected with mercury, formaldehyde, and other toxic ingredients. Thermosal, a mercury derivative, is added to as a preservative. Each dose contains 50 milligrams of thermosal. Micrograms, I think it is. Each dose may also contain residual amounts of ovalbum, formaldehyde, and sodium detoxylate from the manufacturer's process. Just some of the adverse effects experienced after flu shots have been administered. This is eye pain and chest pain, number one. Number two, arthritis, dizziness, tremors, and losing consciousness. Convulsions and seizures, Guillain-Barré syndrome, cranial nerve paralysis or limb paralysis, swelling of the brain, partial facial paralysis, right? And then breaking into people's homes, enforcing these vaccinations. Wow, that's just shocking. And I'm just reading through what is a very long 23-page article, the key points of it. Here are some more lists of some of the adverse effects of typically listed on flu shot vaccine insert sheets. Blood and lymphatic system disorders, etc. Eye disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, general disorders, chest pain, injection site, asthma, injection site rash, abnormal gait, injection site bruising, injection site sterile abscess, immune systems disorders, infections, infestations, cellulitis, nervous systems disorders, dizziness, long list of derivatives of dizziness, psychiatric disorders, insomnia, respiratory disorders, skin and vascular disorders, etc. But on and on and on it goes. And it finally comes to the point, says, do parents have the right to protect their children from violent assaults carried out in the name of medicine? And he goes on to say, just writing this one up, the right to the right of a parent to protect her child from a violent assault is inherently understood across America, and that right is enshrined both in common law and specific state law almost everywhere. If an unscrupulous person attempts to stab your child with a knife or penetrate your child in an act of pedophile rape or harm your child by kidnapping or assaulting them, you as a parent have every right to deploy all means of self-defense, including, where legal, where firearms. This right to protect children from violent assaults is not nullified by the false authority of the vaccine deep state, which is steeped in felony crimes, scientific fraud, and abuse of children as human guinea pigs from medical experiments, and a long history of cover-ups to bury the truth about vaccine injuries. Regardless of false claims of safety by the vaccine industry, such claims do not overrule the basic human right of self-defense. Even if vaccines had a perfect safety record and killed no children at all, no medical interventions is justified without informed consent. This fundamental principle of Western medicine is enshrined by the American Medical Association, what a bunch there, which insists that doctors must inform potential patients about both the possible benefits and risks of any intervention, then allow the patient or parent to decide whether to consent to the intervention. Well, considering they're planning to get rid of the Hippocratic Oath, how could you trust these people? The AMA, again, what a vile organization, the American Medical Association, the Doctors' Trade Union. The AMA plainly states in this section, entitled Code of Medical Ethics, Opinion 2.1.1, informed consent to medical treatment is fundamental in both ethics and law. Patients have the right to receive informed and ask questions about recommended treatment so that they can make well-considered decisions about care. In seeking a patient's informed consent, physicians should, this is the AMA, so as they're talking, present relative information accurately and sensibly in keeping with the patient's preferences for receiving medical information. The physician should include information about, one, the diagnosis when known, the nature and purpose and recommendations of the intervention, the burdens, risk, and expected benefits of all options, including foregoing treatment. While exceptions are made for cases in which the patient is unconscious from serious injury, therefore unable to consent to a life-saving procedure, there is no medical ethics argument that says children and mothers should be held at gunpoint while they are injected with substances that are known to carry significant risks of harm or even death. Yet this is exactly what is now being proposed in Iowa and California, all under the guise of public health, by the very same people who claim executing living human babies is not an act of violence against children. Wow. Forced immunization with a potential deadly substance is a felony assault. This is Mike Adams analyzing and breaking this down correctly, this whole thing of forced vaccinations. To force an immunization jab onto a person without their consent is, by any sensible definition, a felony assault. There is no getting around this. To invade, pierce, and contaminate the body of another human being against their wishes or consent is an act of violence or medical rape, even when carried out by so-called authorities. The very idea of such vaccine enforcers teams holding mothers at gunpoint while their children are violated in the name of Big Pharma's false promise is abhorrent to every last pillar of a free society. No civil society can allow the mandatory vaccine injections of children who are essentially kidnapped at gunpoint by state authorities. And any vaccine enforcer attempting to carry out such an act or medical kidnapping and felony assault against a child may be forcibly resisted and stopped using every legal means available. In Texas and many other states, it is within the legal right of any gun owner to deploy a firearm to stop the commission of a felony crime, including crimes of violence against children. Thus, in Texas, if a vaccine enforcement team trespasses on your property, invades your home, attempts to kidnap and assault your child, any reasonable parent would seem to be both morally and legally within their rights to engage these vaccines enforcers with lethal force in order to stop them carrying out a crime of violence against innocent children. And he goes on to say, I'm not calling for violence, by the way. I'm calling for an end to medical violence against children. I'm also not an attorney, so I cannot advise you on particular actions you might take in your own circumstances. So do your homework first and get competent legal advice. And continuing on, again, always act within your local laws, of course, and try to avoid violence whenever possible. Do not initiate violence against anyone, but always be ready to stop violence when it is imminent. A medical assault of a child with a potentially deadly substance is a form of felony assault by any reasonable definition. Concealed carry permits are granted to adults precisely for the purpose of allowing those adults to deploy such tools to hold violence and protect the lives of the innocent. That's only why the pro-vaccine zealots are also the anti-gun wackos who want all parents to be disarmed. It makes it so much easier to medically assault and penetrate your child when you have no means to stop such acts of violence being carried out in your own home while you are being held at gunpoint by pharma-controlled coercive government thugs who work for the medical police state. Gun control is the first step to mandatory vaccinations, forced euthanasia, eugenics, and depopulation injections carried out by the state. The minute you give up your guns, you and your children will be assaulted and forcefully vaccinated, etc., by armed narco-pharma state, probably with the help of the same armed FBI thugs who raided the home of Roger Stone. At a federal level, the right of self-defense against the violent assault of an innocent child is widely recognized. That's why I'm seriously asking at what point the tyranny and medical fascism of the vaccine industry collides with the basic human rights of self-defense. Sooner or later, it seems one of these vaccine enforcers is going to encounter a parent who knows her rights and isn't afraid to assert them, even in the face of outright vaccine tyranny by the state itself. This is, and can you blame her? And he's also saying, he's writing out a defense book here, really, for the people who have children. Really, that's what this article is about. Parents have an obligation to protect their children from violence, including medical violence and chemical violence. Just because intruders and trespassers are carrying vaccines does not grant them some supreme power to override the individual right of self-defense. Although I do not have children, I did have children, and if a vaccine enforcer were attempting to commit a crime of felony assault against my child, I would, of course, defend my child without hesitation. Any loving parent would do the same thing. That's because all parents have an obligation to protect their children from all forms of violence, including medical violence and chemical attack. Mandatory vaccines encompass both forms of violence at the same time. Subjecting children to an unsafe piercing of their skin and injection of a foreign RNA, foreign chemicals and foreign substance into their body, by any definition, this is a felony assault. If you don't believe me, try running around your local town with a needle and jabbing people with it to see what happens. I say this in jest, of course, because if you were stupid enough to carry out such an act of lunacy, you would be immediately arrested and charged with a felony assault. So why is it... So why is it somehow okay when a corrupt, paid-off shill of the vaccine industry orders health workers or local police to do the very same thing? Health workers are not granted immunity from all other laws in society. And if a health worker assaults you with a potentially harmful or deadly substance, which is exactly what vaccines are, you have the right to defend yourself against such an assault using every legal available means. That good parents, it might be stated, stop bad people who attempt to harm their children. And if the vaccine jihadists are running around society trying to assault homeschooled children, it seems to be only a matter of time before some of them are engaged and stopped by parents who decide to stand their ground. And so the vaccine jihadists are part of the fanatical cult that sacrifices children to appease the pharma gods. And this article goes on and on and on. It's quite an extensive article. But I'll just give out the title of this article. It's worth printing down and keeping. And it's a handbook of literally defense against vaccines, really. But the title of the article is, grab page one here. And this total, the total article, printed down, 16 pages. A serious question. When will the first vaccine enforcers be shot by parents defending their children against the felony assault of immunization? Well, I'll abbreviate that. It's on naturalnews.com. A serious question. When will the first vaccine enforcers be shot? So have a look at that one here. And I just got a staple of something here, which means I just want to just turn off one output mic for. Done, otherwise that sound would ricochet right through. But that is just truly shocking to read that, and that's the reality of life in America today. That's just out of control, including Paul Craig Roberts' article about America having lost its way. It sure has. But it's hard to take that in, really, how evil that is. But this is a slightly lighter one. Climate indicators explained. Thawing Arctic permafrost caused by groundwater heated by wildfires, according to research. Well, also undersea volcanoes, which are impossible to calibrate. They're going on thousands of them per year. And again, every time there's a slack day of news in the BBC, they trot out one of their reporters, David Shuckman, being number top of the list, who does these trips down to the Antarctic. And what they're doing is they're filming the ice melt in the summer months and putting it out as though the ice is disappearing, and rising water tidal levels and the hottest year and this, that, and the other. And the evidence is absolutely not the case from accurate levels, and including our friend Piers Corbin, who is a meteorologist and scientist and solar scientist, and he said the data is being skewed in every level. They're putting temperature gauges on narrow streets to jack up the temperature in cities, and they're putting it on temperature gauges at airports where engines of jumbos rev up and heat the atmosphere around the building. I mean, it's shocking lies being perpetrated at every level, etc. But this article here about climate indicators explained, thawing Arctic permafrost, Vicky Betts is groundwater heated by wildfires. Vicky Betts writing this article. Okay, I'll give it a shot at this article after the break. We should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go on to agricultural issues. This is slightly more digestible stuff. But climate indicators explain thawing Arctic permafrost caused by groundwater heated by wildfires. Well, I hope you're going to mention volcanoes, undersea volcanoes. Yes, that's a big part of it as well. Anyway, who's writing this article? Vicky Batts writing this for Natural News. The thawing of Arctic permafrost has yielded quite a bit of fanfare over the last few years, fueling even greater concerns above so-called climate change, about so-called climate change. But a new study has shown that Arctic permafrost is not thawing because of human-driven climate change. The study lead author, endocrinologist Samuel Zipper, says that wildfires and groundwater are likely behind the great defrost happening up north. Hailing from McGill University and the University of Victoria in Canada, Zipper pioneered a change in perspective when it comes to how researchers look at permafrost thawing. Traditionally, Zipper says, scientists often estimate thawing permafrost via vertical measurements to gauge the depth of thawed soil at regular locations, offering a one-dimensional perspective of the after effects of fire on the Arctic landscape. Zipper posted information that groundwater could have been playing a role in thawing the Arctic permafrost that was going unnoticed. Thawing frozen tundra as it flowed from one area to another. Further, once wildfires have burned through the top layer of soil that typically insulates permafrost, the heat of summer could further penetrate the frozen earth, creating an even deeper thaw. Permafrost in any earth material that remains at or below freezing temperature, 32 Fahrenheit, for two consecutive years or more. Changes in permafrost have been subject to intense interest in recent years, especially as the frozen earth continues to thaw. Pondering the potential of wildfires in groundwater to influence permafrost, that led Zipper to investigate further. He said, "What's interesting to me is if you burn one location, how does other parts of the landscape respond to the fire? Can groundwater flow transmits the impact of burning from one spot to another by moving water and heat through the subsurface. With the help of his colleague Zipper, sought to answer these questions by running over 20,000 different simulations of the most destructive tundra fire ever recorded. And it was in the Anakatuvuk River fire, which saw 400 square miles of Alaskan permafrost set ablaze. By analyzing the simulations but without groundwater flow, the team was able to assess the effect of groundwater has on thawing the permafrost. Now, that's one I haven't heard of, wildfires in Alaska, but there you are. And their findings showed the Zipper's hypothesis was correct. Wildfires do increase permafrost thaw. The BBC, please note, and the effect is enhanced by the flow of groundwater. In fact, groundwater effect on permafrost thawing appears to be cyclical, as the source explains. When permanent thaws permafrost thaws simply from the sun's warm groundwater flows. Oh dear, the way this guy writes. From the thawed soil, melting it, which releases more groundwater into the situation. Anyway, Zipper, that's just to indicate that key fact, a new fact is coming, blowing the global warming argument out of the water. That is one reason. Okay. And won't go into a lot of other tech information of time today because we're moving on to other issues, but robots take a record number of jobs in the U.S. according to Robotic Industries Association. And another one, massive database leak gives up a window into China's digital surveillance state. Dave Hodges was saying on his site there recently in Common Sense that 10 million people have been eliminated from Chinese society. No social security, no, because of their social credit score going up very high. And they're literally deleted from society, as I say, like the stroke of a keyboard in a digital cashless society. And this social credit thing is taking different forms. And as I say, it's already here in America in terms of this delisting by commercial entities. But the government will start doing it soon, attacking people on their different pensions and things by depending on considering customs and excise and immigration can look at your social media to make decisions about you, right? And that's part of the algorithms being prepared by the Home Office and in the various agencies in America, Homeland Security, etc. But technocracy, the grip around our throat is tightening. There's so many areas of it. It may need 10 hours a week in a program like this to highlight us. But technocracy news from Patrick Wood. That is a very good site. I have a massive amount of storage I haven't even touched yet coming in from him on articles about that. I just had to get hold of a researcher to break it down into all the stuff is very readable. But the amount of stuff I have coming at me from about 25 sources is I can't let it go because it's all interlinked. And the ratcheting up of the 5G and smart meters attack on us. And it's really getting going here in Britain. But one thing they've done is that the first generation of smart meters that have been installed are now giving terrible trouble. And they're going to have to replace them. So who's going to pay for that? Ultimately, the consumer will. But anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break for this hour. We should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back in with Ackerbilt, only you. But we're just going to talk about the next file now, about agriculture and related issues, the rest of the program. But reading an article here, short one long. It's time to look at soil health. You bet your life it is. Synthetic surf fertilizers, herbicides have taken an enormous toll with long-term consequences. And Tracy Watson, who's a regular writer on this kind of stuff, is writing this for Natural News, and she's saying here, the thing about soil is that you cannot tell how healthy it is just by looking at it, although some people can, and it can take years to determine the long-term effects of what you put into it. For this reason, agrochemical companies have been able to push the use of harmful pesticides and other chemicals for decades without facing any consequences, because for a long time nobody could be sure how much damage they were doing. It is simple but inescapable truth, however, that whatever a person is sowing, that he will also reap. We are now reaping what we have been sowing for decades. Well, soil runoff is a shocking problem in Britain with the amount of rain. Years and years of pumping the soil full of chemicals has left it severely nutritionally depleted, low in microbial diversity, toxic in human health. Well, that's why we're mineral deficient. That's why we get ill. Quick solutions can have long-term results. The problem with humans is that they often focus The problem with humans is that they often focus on resolving problems in the here and now without understanding, or in some cases caring about the long-term effects of their solutions. As reported by Nutri Ingredients USA, one example of this is the use of what is known as Haber-Bosch process, a process created by German scientists at the beginning of the 20th century to convert non-reactive nitrogen into ammonia, the basic ingredient of chemical fertilizers, NPK, nitrogen, potassium, phosphate. As at the time, humans were facing potential starvation because the global population was exploding at a rate that agricultural production could not keep pace with. The Haber-Bosch process facilitates the fast production of chemical fertilizer, which in turn speed up the production of food. However, those scientists have no way of knowing that the agricultural runoff from these chemical fertilizers would result in oceanic dead zones decades later. Dead zones are areas of ocean where oxygen levels are so low that the animal life suffocates and dies. And that's before we get to Fukushima in the Pacific, which is a nightmare beyond all possible imagination. There were 49 of these zones back in 1960, and a 2008 survey identified over 400 of them. A decade later, there are almost certainly many more. In addition to the damage to the ocean, scientists have warned that nitrogen-based fertilizers also decimating soil and lowering the nutritional value of food grown in such soil, and eventually negatively impacting human health. Related soil health programs, crop yields boosts crop yields by 300% without GMO. Yeah. The damaging use of glyphosate-based herbicides. Glyphosate, the primary ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup weed killer, is the most used agricultural chemical in the planet's history. The world's farms and foods they produce are literally swimming in this toxic chemical. Well, that's Michael. Again, Mike Adams in his CWC labs has tested all the water systems in most of the cities and the water filter systems for removing glyphosate, and it's on his site, Natural News. The world, the results. The World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, has warned that glyphosate is a probable carcinogenic. And aren't they great? And a recent result has conclusively confirmed that this is not a possibility, but is definitely linked to a 41% increase in risk of developing a type of cancer known as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I had a cousin who got that in Canada. And these, as I say, public parks are laced with this cursed glyphosate and Roundup. They're killing weeds with it, and dogs going around on these parks are getting all sorts of disorders and dying. But as reported by The Guardian, the study's authors, the study's published previously reported in Natural News and the Journal of Mutation Research Reviews, found that high exposure to glyphosate is linked to 41% increase in developing NHL, non-Hodgkin's. And also reporting The Guardian, the studies also concluded that there is a compelling link between the long-term glyphosate exposure and the same non-Hodgkin's disorder. They're saying our soil is polluted, depleted, and does not properly support the lives of many microbes and insects that are dependent on it, and that our food crops are depending on it. Urgent steps need to be taken to stop this use of agrochemicals to restore the health of the soil, but they never will. And the insect population is absolutely being decimated. That's now coming into public view, even in the mainstream media. But anyway, another guy, an activist, folks, are highlighting this British farmer, a guy called Julian Rose, is saying Q&A. He's putting out a very sensible review of his own book, Organic. Q&A with author, activist, and organic farmer, pioneer Julian Rose. And they're breaking down the interview on this basis. And Julian Rose's new book, Overcoming the Robotic Mind. Sure. I do like Dave Hodges' title of his program, Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. It's a pretty good phrase. Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time. But anyway, this Julian Rose, farmer, new book, Overcoming the Robotic Mind, Why Humanity Must Come Through is available through Dixie Books here. Okay. Our planet is a question. I'm going to do this Q&A question. Our planet is turning into a place that cannot be lived in anymore at a very fast pace. Does your book put forward an exit plan for humanity that stands right on the edge of the cliff? And his answer is, my book lays out a ground plan for root and branch reform in all key areas that affect our daily lives. It also exposes what forces are at work in bringing our planet to the cliff edge. Without knowing this, one cannot come up with a solution as to how to overcome apocalyptic events. Humanity is in possession of an extraordinary creative power which remains largely untapped, a power which has been deliberately repressed by a very small minority of global control agents. Yeah, well, we've just been reading out the farm industry and the chemical industry. But we'll just keep reminding people of the title of this guy's book, Overcoming the Robotic Mind by Julian Rose. Next question put to him in an interview was, before the very last step over the cliff, do you believe that humanity can save itself as well as other living creatures? And his answer, yes, certainly. Humanity is being pushed into a corner, a very toxic one. But the vast majority of people on this planet are essentially good, honest humans. The task, I'd like to be able to say that, but no, a lot of them are stupid and brainwashed. The vast majority, no, sir. Well, we all have for that. The task, I'm not saying he's wrong intent here, but I've had thousands of people through my hands in many situations. The task we have is to free ourselves from thoughtless slavery to the potential status quo all around the world, a slavery which we are all complicit in by continuing to conform to a deadly, destructive, false agenda. In my writing, this Rose is saying, this writer, farmer writer, he says, in my writing, I call for people to come together to break the chains out of our conformist passivity and to build a new society. The animal-plant kingdom is suffering deeply from the same top-down repression, of course. It too will be liberated when those who lead show that they are in possession of something we call wisdom, and they will understand the necessity of working. I wouldn't count on politicians or the leaders of the farm organizations, my friend. No way. They have to be replaced. Your own life story, the question put to them, this author, farmer, they say, your own life story outlines an individual experience of changing lifestyle. Can you tell us a bit more about it? And his answer is, well, it's a long and rather dramatic story, but trying to encapsulate it in short, I would say that I came here with a mission, born into an aristocratic family with a landed estate, and finding that the central role of my life is to make this estate reflect different value system than the stereotypical class structure of colonial Britain. And it shows him standing at the gate of his estate. Is called the Hardwick Estate, and I think it's in the West Country in Britain. He owns a stately home, but he's taking deadly serious the survival of agriculture. And again, his name is Julian Rose, Overcoming the Robotic Mind. I'm only less than halfway through his piece here. He said, when you own land, the first thing one needs to do is ensure it is treated responsibly. The word to use here is sustainability, but that word has now been bastardized by the United Nations. If one owns cottages, they should be used to house those who take a responsible attitude to the land and ecology, farming and forestry in which they are working. It goes on from there, layer by layer, so that eventually the leaf image, which still surrounds most country estates, is transformed into a blueprint for the extended family living and working together in a manner which allows them to express their creativity and for the place which they are working to express its creativity too. It is a socio-economic experiment which brings into focus the necessity to find balance between the need to build an active working economy, at the same time give birth to a socio-spiritual community. Correct. A community that bit by bit forms the basis for sustaining the day-by-day working life of the estate. he's an estate, but we're saying a farm, and shares responsibility for its future. Okay, that's into a wealthy estate, but he's doing all the right things and understands the fundamentals more than most estate owners. And our next question put to him was, have you brought your own lifestyle first to Poland you have brought your own lifestyle first to Poland and then to other communities. Also, you have become a source of inspiration in many countries. Could you please tell us about this? And his answer is, I have great respect for the planet peasantry and their deep knowledge of land and how to sustain it with the minimum of outside inputs. I came to Poland to the invitation of a Polish named Jagna Łopata, a respected environmentalist in her country. In the year 2000, she asked me to become co-director of the newly inaugurated International Coalition to Protect the Polish Countryside. I felt that an intense need to warn Polish farmers, there are 2 million at that time, of the dangers of following monocultural Western agrochemical route food production by the European Union. Sure, and just to mention, the Ukraine now is running riot with the likes of Monsanto being given free rein by this despotic government in Ukraine. I have a Ukrainian living across the road from me, a very intelligent woman, but she has no idea. She married an English guy. What's going on in Ukraine? Most particularly, to start with the necessity of saying no to GMO. Sure, it has been a long battle, but we have succeeded in preventing GMO getting into Poland. Well, Putin has banned it outright, and I've awoken to people to be awoken people to the irreplaceable value of mixed family farm as the foundation of a national food security. Through my writing, it has been possible to put forward new visions of a way forward for humanity, largely based on my own experiences on the land as an organic farmer and earlier point in my life in the arts. I don't know what it means to that. Into the arts, okay. And the next question put to him is, in the light of these experiences, which parts of the world or countries do you believe should urgently change their lifestyles? So he says, you're just about all in the West. And his answer is, the change would be welcome from any country. However, the responsibility for the mess this planet finds itself in has most to do with the West, and particularly the USA, due to the acquiring of unreasonable proportion of economic wealth through military conquest, and then employing this wealth to try and dominate world affairs. The West has set a very irresponsible and dangerous model for other nations to aspire to. It is now the case that just 8 million multimillionaires own the same wealth as half the world's population. Well, just repeat that. 8 multimillionaires, probably billionaires, own the same wealth, amount of wealth, as half of the world's population. Such gross inadequacy in equity is the surest sign yet that the world is on the brink of a multi-layered crisis. It is, in fact, a spiritual crisis, a crisis of rampant greed and pathological self-interest over natural generosity and manifest compassion. Okay, the responsibility for ecological problems has been knocked back and forth like tennis balls between northern and southern hemispheres for years. For that reason, the real problem remains obscured. So this is the question. How do you interpret that? At the heart of the North-South dilemma lies a historical ambition to conquer. That ambition is evident in the Old Testament and is refuted in the New Testament. However, in spite of being part of the credo of Christianity, the practice of love thy neighbor has never taken root. In fact, Christian aspiration is still expressed in the lines of a famous hymn which states, "Onward, Christian soldiers marching us to war," and reflects the decimation carried out in the name of Jesus by the northern crusade armies of the 12th and 11th centuries. From this we can see how the fanatical dogma surrounding religion has played a key role in dividing and conquering. Yeah. Well, I'll give a current example. It's like keeping these Latino countries in the euro currencies. Spain, Portugal, Greece, and Italy have absolutely been devastated by the euro. It's too strong a currency for them. It's been ideal for Germany. It brought down, got rid of their high-priced Deutschmark. But that is impoverishing the southern countries and making it worse and worse and worse. And that's a deliberate policy of the European Union, the IMF, and the World Bank. Blatant. And Nigel Farage addressed that problem regularly. What do you think about, and question, and put him again, this guy, farmer writer Julian Rose, what you think about people who are under the age of around 30. Are you a pessimist or optimist in this sense? I am ambivalent concerning optimism or pessimism with regard to young people today. We are witnessing a rejection of some of the values that we held so important in older people, and that is common to recent centuries of what is sometimes called progress. However, if the majority of cases we are not seeing a replacement for those values by something, imagine, we are in trouble in the West. Okay, coming up to the last break of the second hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the short run to the top of the hour. Now, this is a very enlightened man, this guy I'm quoting here. So it's Julian Rose, who's written a book called Overcoming the Robotic Mind. And it's similar to the phrase I have. That's the title of the book, Why Humanity Must Come Through. But he inherited a large country estate, but he's trying to farm and run it on a totally civilized basis, and he was invited to Poland and set up an organization there. And I'm glad to say the Poles have banned GMOs, as indeed the Russians have, but the flaw there is this carry on in Ukraine, that they are going hell for leather under this despotic coup of a government that got in power there. But he said the chief was asking how we think, what's the optimistic outlook, is it for young people that's going to inherit this land? He said the chief danger lies in becoming over engrossed in Wi-Fi technologies, smartphones and robotics. This virtual reality world, which is designed to do your thinking for you, can numb humanity into perpetual slavery to an authoritarian central control system. Sure, it is why I have called my new book Overcoming the Robotic Bind, the Humanity Must Come Through. Okay, we're nearly at the end of the article. This is a question. This is a stronger fight for defending life in the various countries outside of Europe. What do you think about this? And his answer is, I suggest that those living closer to the soil have retained a stronger will to fight their expulsion from the land, as well as protect the ecological diversity that sustains them. There are many examples. In India, there is now a significant rebellion against GMOs and monocultural farming practices introduced by the West. Communities all over the world are waking up to the source of their top-down exploitation, epitomized by neoliberal Western capitalists like Goldman Sachs, etc., etc. Well, the agri companies like Cargill and that, the amount of agriculture they control and the feed supply is just shocking, both in Britain and America. And this guy's answer was, by people refusing to bend to the will of the central control system, and by taking back their destinies into their own hands and working them out at a local level, at the same time exposing the horrors of mistreatment that are perpetrated by governments as well as supranational powers like the European Union. Sure, it is a dual process. Individuals have to see through government and form bottom-up people led movements that will usurp the power and help by the help by the ruling cabals. Usurp the power, help. Okay, slightly wrong sentence there. And the last question I think he was asked was, recently more and more leaders in Europe are coming to power who deny climate change, do not believe in democracy, and keep a distance towards human rights. Do you think this is a temporary situation? Well, that's a perverted question. It really is. And his answer is, all I would say that it is a further expression of an age-old attempt to create a cast-iron position of leaders and slaves who serve those leaders. The leaders can only achieve their goals by cultivating a ruthless disinterest in the humanity as a whole. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We should be back in about 2 minutes.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.